No, David Walliams is not going to swim the channel holding the Olympic torch. I'm sure it would mean a lot to him, but, you know, get a therapist, go to bed earlier.
We've already been talking to Channel 4 about Olympic Come Dine With Me, which is so exciting. Yeah, they're saying Virginia Wade, Jeffrey Boycott, Ellen MacArthur, and Colin Jackson. And I'm like, it's such a terrific idea, guys, but I don't know who any of those people are.
I'm sorry, but Gary Lineker does not embody the Olympic spirit. I don't care who you are. Well, stay off the crisp for a kickoff.
Yeah, but I don't know who they are, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, Danny Boyle will direct the opening ceremony. No, there won't be any dancing heroin addicts.
Yeah, but I don't know who they are.
No, there won't be any zombies, unless you count the mayor. No, don't quote me on that. That's off the record.
Oh, I think he's going to get the gold!
A mantling pile of photos from Olympics past, up to England's bid and the new site construction.
There may be trouble ahead.
Characters in London. A man riding a bike. Men and women talking on their phones outside and in the office.
Let's face the music and dance.
The new Olympic Stadium. BBC 2012.
Right. Yeah, the roof was lifted and lowered into
place. It's Monday morning, as usual, at the offices of the London 2012 Olympic Deliverance Commission in London.
Hi, how are you doing?
Morning, hi.
For Head of Deliverance Ian Fletcher, it's the start of another busy week.
Ian's pass won't open the door.
This doesn't seem to be working for some reason. Could you just let me in?
You have your PIN number.
What PIN number? I don't have a PIN number. You just swipe it, but it's not working.
Who are you seeing?
I'm not seeing anyone. I'm me.
Let me see, please.
The receptionist checks the pass.
Ian Fletcher.
No, there's no point phoning me. I'm not there. I'm here. I can't get in.
Hello? It's reception. I have Ian Fletcher here with me.
Sally, it's me. Can you just get him to let me in?
Okay. Thank you. It's true. She's coming. If you'd like to take a seat.
It's not the best start to the morning.
Hang on, wait a minute. Either it's three athletes to a toilet or three toilets to an athlete. Someone's got to know that.
But personal assistant Sally Owen has come out to assist Ian personally.
Thanks, Sally, you're a star.
Not a problem. Shall I carry your bike?
Thanks. So, is there a default PIN, do you know?
Yes, it's 2112.
Is that a joke?
It's the IT department's idea of a joke.
Right.
It's when they think we'll be ready for the game.
Right. Funny.
Sally struggles to carry Ian's heavy fold-away bike.
Oh, and Boris Johnson left a message.
Oh, yes? What about?
I'm not really sure, really.
Did it sound like I need to call him back?
Well, you know, it was a lot of gosh and piffle, and I think the end might actually have been in Latin.
Right, I think I'll leave that. Hopefully he'll have blown himself out.
OK, and your wife phoned?
Yes, right.
She said, could you...
Yes, right.
Phone her.
Thanks.
I think one worry was if we had separate bins for extruded plastics as well, we'd be up to 8 different types of recycling bin.
And if he wants to be 2012 brand ambassador, his route is strictly Come Dancing. There's no shortcut.
Well, there's that. And the other thing is, there are only 7 colours.
OK, so here's the thing. I don't care what he thinks he's worth. If he won't do it, Chris Akabusi will, and that applies to anything.
No, I mean, I think there are actually only 7 colours, basically.
Right, OK, if we can make a start.
For this Monday morning steering meeting, Ian is joined by Head of Infrastructure Graham Hitchens, Head of Sustainability Kay Hope, and Head of Contracts Nick Jowett, as well as by Head of Brand Siobhan Sharp, from PR company Perfect Curve.
Right, before we start, was I the only person who couldn't get in this morning?
No, you were not.
I couldn't get in either.
No, it's all very well, take a seat. I said to him, I've got a seat in my office.
Suddenly I'm supposed to have yet another PIN number.
Well, yeah, okay. I already reset mine.
Yeah, security.
I can't see how all these numbers make anything any more secure.
Right, basically, right, what it is, it's just ramping up security levels.
Yeah. Fortunately for the meeting, Graham Hitchens is happy to explain that the new access protocols are part of a series of triggered security system upgrades between now and 2012.
From now until games.
In this case, from code brown to code blue.
And so on. That's all it is.
Okay, so that's all good. Now, first up this morning, as I'm sure we're all aware, work on the foundations of the Aquatic Centre was finally begun over the weekend, so that's a great bit of news to start the new week with, so that's another milestone for us. So let's get that message out there as much as we can this week, okay?
Totally. We go to press on Wednesday and check it out.
The steering meeting is also an opportunity for everyone to share each other's agendas.
News that we should all be across this week?
Yes, me, I've got some rather good news as well.
Great, okay.
I can now confirm, and I only found this out officially later on Friday, okay? that we will definitely be operating a closed-loop waste management system across the entire Olympic site.
Excellent. Well,
that's brilliant.
We still good for Thursday?
Yes, sure, Thursday.
You've got to do your vlog for the website sometime.
Oh, yes, of course, yes, right. Yeah,
don't go shy on me here.
No, that's fine.
Everybody else has done theirs.
No, yes, of course, yes. No, Thursday's perfect. And this will be on camera, will
sure.
it?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Are you good with that?
Yes, absolutely, no.
Great. This is where Kay Hope goes global.
Yes, good.
Cool.
Well, Sally, I think that must be the biggest ever.
It'd sort of be nice after the meeting and everything, you know.
I could live for a week on that.
But with the meeting barely over, the first of the week's challenges arrives suddenly out of nowhere.
So, Martin Soper called from site.
Right, what did he want?
He wants you to call him back.
Right. Can't be the Japanese knotweed still, surely.
Also, there was a call from your wife.
Yeah, yes, I know. Tell her I'm doing it.
Right. Right.
Ian's on his mobile.
Martin, hi, how are you? Right. Right. You're joking.
Senior construction engineer Martin Soper has phoned with some unexpected news from the Olympic Park site. And he's not joking.
Apparently, they found some sort of bones on the site of the aquatic centre, and some guy from the British Archaeological Society has got very excited, apparently, which frankly sounds like the last thing we need. So have that. You haven't been drinking that, have you?
No, I haven't, no.
Right. Well, let's just hope this guy's wrong. Let's hope it's, you know, just a murder or something.
At the Perfect Curve offices.
I'm just so totally excited about this, because I know how busy you are.
Meanwhile, back across town at Perfect Curve, head of brand Siobhan Sharp has called in composer Ben Hooper for a meeting.
OK, so we have got about 3 seconds to produce an association in the brain that's going to be strong, unique, and permanent, yeah?
Da, da, da,
da. Yep, well, obviously that's the Intel jingle, so we can't use those 4 notes in that sequence.
Okay, sure, okay. Here's the thing. Okay, what we can do is we can choose 4 different notes.
She's keen that London 2012 should have its own sonic branding, or audio logo.
Like, da, da, da.
Yeah, so, okay. Shall I just take you through what I was thinking?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Right. So, musically, it's already a pretty crowded marketplace out there. It's like, okay, we've got audio logos now, the Intel, Direct Line.
Like I said to Siobhan, you can have your sonic branding, that's great. As long as the money comes out of your budget, fine, no problem.
Head of contracts Nick Jowett isn't quite so enthusiastic about the idea.
When I was a kid, we had no sonic branding. If you ask for sonic branding, you've got to clip round the ear and I don't care who you are.
This, right, is the Olympic Games. It's not a face cream.
No.
So, how to take the medium and do something with it that's never been heard before?
Okay. So right. What we do?
Right. Shall I just?
Is. Yeah. Okay.
Don't say anything. I will play it again.
So it's like.
One note.
Yeah,
exactly. You see, what we're listening to here is rhythm. It's energy, it's pace, it's the pulse of the world's greatest city. It's London 2012.
Holy shit. Oh, my God, I love it. Can I hear it again?
Yes.
Can I hear it again? Can I hear it again? Can I just hear it one more time?
If I tell you that just whilst I've been waiting for you here, I found a bone mirror handle and what looks like part of a cheese press.
Really?
And that's just me with my own foot.
Right.
On the site of the Aquatic Centre at the Olympic Park, Ian is with archaeologist Richard Watson and senior construction engineer Martin Soper. He's the man who knows where the bodies are buried. In this case, literally.
This is unlikely to be an ordinary find.
Right, is it?
Yeah, because where you've got cheese, you've nearly always got a very early settlement.
Right, Martin.
This is very exciting. For all we know, we could be standing on a third Colchester here.
Right, Martin, I have to ask, where's the second Colchester?
St Albans.
Right, Martin, where we're standing now.
Yeah, okay, well, if you can imagine the main competition pool over there.
Right, yep.
Well, where we're standing is more or less dead centre of the competition diving pool.
Right, when are we going in here?
We should have been in here weeks ago, obviously. I mean, we could be looking at the end of the week.
Okay, well, the good news is it looks like you've got a couple of days to do your worst, so that's all good.
I'm sorry, I don't think that's very funny. You do realise we're standing on protected ground here.
Right.
For Ian, the aquatic centre has suddenly gone from being the week's good news story to being a mass grave, which isn't what he wanted.
No, I mean, it's all good. Of course, it would have to be the aquatic centre. First thing is, we'll have to delay all the press stuff now.
Right, presumably, is that where Siobhan Sharp comes in as head of brand?
Yes, I think that's almost inevitable.
Right, yes.
Yeah, basically, you've got a million extra people flying into London over a two-week period, yeah? You've got a finite amount of sky.
After fighting his way back to the office through London traffic, it's time for Ian to meet Head of Infrastructure Graham Hitchens to talk about traffic of a different kind, this time of the airborne variety.
Right, one idea is you bring him in over places like Dungeness or even Sizewell further around here, what, here?
Right.
OK. Anywhere that they've already got nuclear power stations, so you know there's not going to be anyone for miles around. Want one?
No, thanks.
It's his job to come up with a recommendation on the sensitive issue of civil aviation flight paths during the period of the Games.
I think if you want to make the security services really jumpy these days, surely the best way to do it is to fly a succession of passenger aircraft from all over the world, one after the other, over the top of nuclear power stations.
Right, yeah.
So what are the other ideas?
Yeah, the what?
You said one idea was to do that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right. OK, well, as I said, I'm seeing TfL and BAA on Friday, so...
Yeah, that's no worries. It's no problem. Fine. Yep, this Friday.
Yes.
It's sorted.
Ian walks out, and Graham eats a crisp. Kat's trying to get into the deliverance offices, but the code she's punching into the keypad isn't working.
Sorry, could you let me in, please?
You must have the PIN number.
I know, but I've forgotten it.
It's Tuesday morning.
Can't you just let me in?
If you'd like to take a seat.
Are you sure you want to re-enter your PIN number? Yes, I bloody am.
Having finally got in, Kay has decided to change her security PIN number to one she can remember.
I should never have chosen that date in the first place. It was a bad omen. Don't know what I was thinking of.
Right, so
God,
so
coffee's great, isn't it?
Yeah, so what...
I know it's bad for you, but, you know, sod it.
Yeah, so what actually was the date?
What was it?
If you don't mind me asking, yeah.
Well, apparently it was Friday the 31st of April. I mean, I still think
right.
It was March, but apparently I'm wrong. Anyway, wouldn't let me in.
Yeah, so but what happened on that date?
I don't really want to talk about that.
Okay.
I'm not giving him that power over me. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, good, so...
I actually feel sorry for him.
Right.
And her. Wait till she has to stay up half the night playing Mortal Kombat Armageddon.
Right.
That'll sort her out.
And to make matters worse, I had a phone call from Dick Whittington's office this morning.
Oh, right, what did he
Ian want? Has got a meeting with Chief Construction Engineer Martin Soper. It's been confirmed that the fragments found on the foundations of the Aquatic Centre are definitely part of a Roman burial mound, and Ian has asked Martin to take him through some of the available options.
Another option would be to look at ways of incorporating the burial site architecturally into the design of the diving pool itself.
Right.
Obviously, this would have major cost implications,
yeah.
And we'd need to get the architect on site,
oh,
which in this case could be...
You know, it should go off like a bloody rocket.
It'd be very tricky. Plus, I think we've gone past the point where it's achievable anyway in the time frame we're looking at.
Right. Is it just me, or is the common thread linking all these options that they're not really options at all?
In engineering terms, there are always options. In the end, what it often actually boils down to is finding the one that works.
OK, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that because it's meaningless.
OK.
Hello. I'm Kay Hope and I'm head of sustainability.
OK, wait,
London.
I think it's gone to sleep.
Can't be that boring. Surely I've hardly started.
OK. Thank you.
The camera rolls and Kay freezes.
Shall I
go, Kay?
Hello, I'm Kay Hope, and I'm Head of Sustainability for London 2012. Hello.
Head of Brand Siobhan Sharp has arrived to help Kay prepare for her video blog, or vlog. She's due to record it for real at the Olympic site on Thursday.
...as a catalyst for the development of waste processing facilities across East London, and beyond that, setting new benchmarks...
OK, wait, stop.
What?
These are the Olympics, OK? They're games, right? So I think we can have a lot of fun here, you know?
Yes.
You know?
Actually, sustainability is not really about fun. It's actually pretty serious.
Yeah, but you're quite excited, right?
Right, am I?
Well, you've got the best job in the world, and you can't wait to tell us about it.
Right, OK. okay? Yes, right. OK.
OK?
Hello.
Okay, wait, wait, back up.
OK,
back up.
Sorry.
OK, and go, OK.
OK. Hello, I'm Kay Hope and I'm Head of Sustainability for London 2012.
No, keep going, keep going.
Okay. Yes, the Olympic Park will be the Olympic Park will be the newest large green urban space in urban. I'm going to start again.
Okay, that's cool. You go, girl.
Hello. Hello. I'm Kay Hope and I'm Head of Sustainability for London 2012.
You so are.
The 2012 Games will transform...
At school I was head girl. I hated it. I hated speaking in public. I could feel myself going red. I never wanted to be Miss Goody Goody. I wanted to be Lucy Parker.
And who was Lucy Parker?
Well, OK, if you can imagine a cross between Kristin Scott Thomas and Emmanuel Bayard.
Right.
If you can imagine that.
Yes, I can.
Well, basically, that was Lucy Parker.
Right.
She had an affair with Mr. Williams. Everybody knew about it.
Yeah.
She wasn't that clever, never did any work. She just always somehow managed to.
Yeah, yeah.
But as well as that, the physical legacy that the...
Can we stop this now,
please? As well as the physical legacy...
Okay, thank you. I hope to have learned it by now. Obviously, by Thursday, I'll be much more...
OK, Kay.
What?
OK, you're a terrific person. OK, you're out there. You're, you know, recycling. You're saving the planet. You know, it's just this major stuff.
Well...
But we've got a great show here and we've got to sell it. You make a vlog, you put it out there, you want people to be thinking, hey, she's cool. I want to be like her. I want a piece of what she's got.
Right.
You know, so you've got to be thinking, hey, I'm cool. I want to be like me, you know, I want a piece of what I've got.
Well,
And if your head's not telling you that, maybe you're in the wrong head. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah?
Ian, Martin and Nick are having a meeting.
So the Roman burial pit is here, right under what's currently the competition diving pool, which is 6.5 metres deep, and there's our problem.
Right. It's Wednesday, and senior construction engineer Martin Soper is back.
I mean, would it help if we made the diving pool a couple of metres shallower? Could we do that?
Yeah, well, we could do that, but that could have some knock-on effects with the divers. OK, so then we've got the 50-metre competition pool here.
This time, he's come armed with a deliberately scaled-down model of the aquatic centre itself.
And the urban waterhole at the centre of it all here.
Right. The urban waterhole?
Yes, that's at the centre of the whole design concept.
Well, get rid of that for the kick-off.
That's very much the architect's vision.
Architect's vision? You're kidding me.
Well, apparently it's the first thing she saw when she thought about the building.
Well, sorry, I'm from Yorkshire. I think the first thing I'd have seen was a swimming pool.
Let's not go there.
OK, so we could just swap the diving pool directly with the back-of-house facilities.
No, it's all good. I'm not worried. It's easy to feel daunted by the sheer scale of what we're involved in here, but day-to-day, all you can do in life is focus on what's in front of you that day and either deal with it, or if you can't deal with it, find some other way of dealing with it.
Just take the diving pool and put it where the back-of-house facilities were.
OK.
Actually, where were the back-of-house facilities?
I don't know. It's all gone a bit...
Well, let's say they were here.
OK. And so... then you put the warm-up pool here.
They stare at the rearranged model.
I mean, that basically works, doesn't it?
I think it might do.
So what have I got here, then?
I know what that is. That's the urban waterhole.
Oh, right.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, I'd call it myself, obviously, but it's probably better coming from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kay's in a taxi with Siobhan.
It's Thursday morning, and Kay Hope is on her way out to the Olympic Park to record her video diary or video blog or vlog for the website.
I got Kieran to test me on my lines last night.
All right, it's going to be great. We're looking at a surgical strike here. We go in one take and then we're out of there.
But then he had this brilliant idea. I record it all on his MP3 player, have the ear things in my ear when I'm actually doing the piece, then all I have to do is follow my own words and say what I hear in my ear.
Right.
I don't have to worry about remembering it. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, if you're happier doing it like that.
He taught me how to use it and everything.
Sure, that's totally cool.
Such a great kid.
Sure, totally.
What it is, yeah, I've looked at all the flight data, I've looked at all the modelling, and it looks like in the end it comes down to either Bournemouth or Portsmouth.
Meanwhile, Graham Hitchens is making progress with his own issues.
It's not easy. I mean, with Portsmouth, I mean, there is an argument for routing extra flights in over ugly places, because
right.
We know fewer people are likely to complain.
Right, yes.
Okay? And then Bournemouth, Well, this is interesting. I was there a few weekends ago, actual fact, and I was surprised. I took that. Do you want one?
I'm not really. I'm just pretend I'll carry on as I'm just asking.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, yeah, I took the alpha.
What flavour are they?
They're red onion chutney.
Oh, no, thanks.
Right. I took the alpha down there for a run. Not a bad lunch. I quite liked it.
You took the what down there?
The alpha. I've got an Alfa Romeo Alfetta, 1981 GTV.
Right.
I know. It's mad. It's totally mad.
Yeah. So what was it that surprised you about Bournemouth?
Well, the main thing was is that I didn't think I was going to go there. I was supposed to be going to, like, the New Forest, but I had a bit of a brake fluid issue on the M27.
OK, are we all set here?
Sure.
OK?
Yes, just a minute. Hang on. Yes, right.
Out at the Olympic site, Key is under starter's orders.
And action.
Hello, I'm Kay Hope, and I'm head of sustainability.
Whoa, stop.
What, sorry?
You're too loud.
What?
You're way too loud.
Is it too loud?
You've got a microphone.
Hang on a minute.
I'm just saying
that's
relax.
That's better, I couldn't really hear.
I'm just saying relax. Take
oh,
time.
Yeah, sure, yes. Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, this is your moment.
Yes.
You call it when you feel good.
I think that's it now. Sorry about that.
Okay, we good?
Okay, just hang on a minute. Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Great.
Good.
And action.
Having removed her earpiece, Kay waits.
There's nothing at all there now.
Right, okay.
Sorry about this, it's a bit,
No, just whenever you're good.
Hang on, I think that's, no, still nothing.
Right.
Kieran said something last night about shuffling, but I wasn't really...
Okay, just give us a sign when you're good to go.
They're also good with digital stuff, but I'm a bit,
Have you got your earpieces?
What?
Have you got your earpieces?
No, of course. Thank you.
Okay.
Stupid. Sorry about that. Sorry, everybody.
Okay.
Honestly, so, right.
Okay.
Hang on a minute, just a minute. Right.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
And action.
Ah, right.
Okay, we're rolling here, so anytime you want to join in.
I think just... I might have actually, now I've got Snoop Doggy Dog or, you know, whatever is,
Jesus.
Hang on. Ah, right. I think that's better.
Okay, we're back on here?
I think this is DJ Fresh, but I think I'm going in the right direction.
Night falls over London.
It's funny how things happen, isn't it? I was in this noodle place where I go. That's just a Thai place around the corner. I go there sometimes when I can't be bothered to, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I wasn't thinking of anything. I wasn't even that hungry. Suddenly, that hit me.
Head of infrastructure Graham Hitchens has finally had a breakthrough moment with the flight paths.
First of all, forget this whole bloody Bournemouth-Portsmouth thing.
Right.
Bring them in over Southampton.
Oh, right.
Right, then what you do is you take them up the M3,
right.
Okay.
Hang on, up the M3?
Yeah, like in the war, right? They follow the path of the M3. I mean, it's a bloody great road. I mean, it's already ruined the environment, so that's all right.
Yeah, right.
Have you eaten all of these?
Oh, no, I'm
bloody
not,
hell, you're a dull horse, are you?
Just pretend I'm not here.
So, yeah, you take them up the M3 to the M25.
Right.
If they're inbound to Gatwick, you turn right on the M25, anti-clockwise, then follow the M23 south.
Right.
If they're inbound to Heathrow, turn left,
yes.
Take the M25 north, then
right.
Back up the M4 to Heathrow, yeah?
Right.
What do you think?
I was thinking
you could turn them off earlier, up the A322 to the M4. I mean, that's not a bad road.
No.
Right, and then you turn them right.
Right, yeah. I think that's probably better, isn't it?
It's bloody good here, isn't it, when everyone else is buggered off?
The next day, Ian's talking with Siobhan.
It's not negative. I'm saying we've actually added something to the whole design.
All changes are improvements, Ian.
I know they are. So what we've added is the idea of not having an urban waterhole.
Now you're talking.
It's Friday.
It's a question of how we best get that across.
And Siobhan Sharp has come over to the Olympic Deliverance Commission to go through the delayed aquatic centre press release with Ian.
Okay, because what's brand new here, what we've got to sell, is the Roman stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so Roman stuff.
Right.
Okay, wait. It's the Romans that founded the Olympics, right?
No, I think I'm right in saying that the Olympics is basically a Greek thing.
Really?
I think so.
It's a shame, because that would have been a slam dunk. Okay. Ideas. Thoughts.
Okay, I suppose we could say something like, we've got a statement about modernity, but it's a statement that's founded on the past.
Holy shit.
But we've left the past untouched. We've banked it for future generations.
Okay, I love this.
So basically, well done us.
Okay, so now you've moved everything around, the remains are going to end up...
Oh, well, they're going to be under the floor of the entrance lobby here.
Okay, you mean the legacy zone.
Exactly, yes, the legacy zone.
This is so fun.
It is, isn't it?
In buoyant mood, Siobhan is keen to take Ian through a modification to the 2012 homepage.
Go on, click on it. Right. Just click on any link on the page.
Right.
Go on, do it.
Yes, all right, thank you.
Sure.
Oh, right.
How cool is that?
It's pretty cool.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
London 2012?
Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, no, it's good, Siobhan.
God, I love this job. I so love it.
Hello, I'm Kay Hope, and I'm Head of Sustainability for London 2012.
Why is she shouting?
Kay's got a big message. Big message, big voice.
Right.
In Europe. Our journey towards a two-planet 1012 starts with the...
For Ian Fletcher, it's been another pretty good week.
Another pretty good week, I think. I guess you could say we've taken two steps forward, maybe one step backwards.
So basically, you've taken one step forward?
What? Yes, if you like, and as I say, maybe one step backwards.
Right.
So we're basically roughly where we were to start with, really, so no, that's all good.
His pass won't let him out of the offices.
Oh, they lock automatically at 7.
Right.
So, well, where's the bloody keypad?
Ian calls reception.
Hi, this is Ian Fletcher of ODC. I can't seem to get out of the office, so could... Fletcher, Ian Fletcher. Yeah, hi. Look, the doors are locked, but there doesn't seem to be a... No, I'm not visiting anyone. I'm trying to get out. Hello? No, there's no point in... Hello?
Ian's office phone is ringing. He goes to answer it.
Hello, yes. Now, look, this is... No, this is me. I can't get out. Could you... Hello? No, I don't want to sit down. I want to get out. Hello?
Coming next on 2012.
So what do we mean when we talk about raising the bar? Okay, well, it's funny you should ask that. Top question. Now, we have all been...
That guy walks onto the stage with his laptop. We're dead history.
But what... And the higher you jump, the higher you have to... Unless you raise that bar, then you're never going to get over it.
I'm not going to just sack him. No, he's a really wholehearted guy, you know. He tries hard, he never gives up.
Naomi, and where do you live, Naomi? I don't want to know that, obviously.
There may be teardrops to shed.
And there's more next Tuesday night at 10. And 2012 is now available on this BBC DVD. Well, there's some edgy comedy on BBC Three now. Is it the end of the line for Gran in Angry Boys?
Let's face the music. And I...